Okay, anybody need to go do anything before we start again?
Yeah, I'll
do it. Yeah, let me go tug one out real quick.
Alright. Intro quote.
No, I don't even want to know what prompted that. I'll be back.
All he needed to poop.
Yeah. I had to poop, and the only way I can poop is while I'm masturbating.
Actually,
awfully messy.
That's like a pump action.
Screw the intro quote. That's going to be the cold start.
Awesome.
I'll be right back.
Mateo, ready?
And now it's time for another superhero time. With your hosts, XV.
Beat off for Buster.
Hey, Mickey.
I was going to get it and lick it.
Paladin.
Of course he doesn't have a heart. He's French.
Ken.
La, 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 la.
JD Church.
This cream is sweet.
And Fort Max.
It's not bitchy enough in here.
It's morphin' time.
Well, it's time to start the show.
No.
Yes, well, you know, at the moment we're having the most fun, I have to go and poop all over it and start the show.
Of course, that's when you had to come back.
Now we get to talk about, you know, GoBuster Megazords and Mystic Force.
Oh, I thought we were doing Mystic Knights. Shit. So, yeah, you're listening to Superhero Time. We're doing great so far this week.
I'm suddenly very fearful of the rest of the show.
You even tweeted Mystic Force.
Did
awesome.
I? Are you sure that was me?
No, it was not. I'll vouch that it was not him.
See, there you go.
I am certain of nothing.
That's the beauty of having a group accessible Twitter account.
Your mom's group accessible.
Yeah, that's what I was. There you go. There it is.
You can hear those gears clicking in JD's brain.
I was like, there's something with group involved.
Text.
Okay, this joke is too good to pass up. How much does a hipster weigh?
I don't know.
Nobody f***ing cares.
Instagram.
Ba-da-da-da-da-cha. I like Paul's answer better.
It was good.
I don't get it.
All right, anyway, I'm sorry.
I don't get it either. That's why I like Paladin's answer better.
Instagram, that's the thing where you take like a perfectly good, beautiful picture and then you f*** it up and you say it's cool.
Oh, Instagram.
Okay. All I heard was Graham.
All
I heard was Graham, too.
It's all that
background
noise.
So
now I hear the full punchline, and now it's...
Oh, yeah,
it's not funny, but I get it.
I still like Paladin's answer better.
It's not funny, but you get it. There you go. Very good.
Yes. I blame it on JD's background noise.
I blame it on the rain.
Yeah. Actually, there is rain. Oh, huh, cool.
How fortuitous.
There's just no words.
It's all really terrible jokes. What's the difference between JFK Jr. and a duck?
A duck can swim?
I'm afraid to ask.
A duck can fly and swim.
Too soon? No.
So, merchandise news.
Yes.
Sure.
It's time for
Bazooka.
It's time for season upgrades.
Yay. Maybe.
Well, possibly.
New magazine. Went out.
Okay, well, Paladin,
the new magazine
silent,
scans
again.
Reveal that the GoBusters will have their own super mode.
Yep.
Such as it is.
That's a thing that happens.
Kind of disappointed that it wasn't Buddy Royd armor.
It looks like the upgrade is triggered by one of those placeable picture viewfinders.
Yes, exactly.
I'm like, what the hell is that thing?
It's a Viewmaster.
It's awesome. God. And it's like, then you flip it over here and turn this thing, and then it becomes a nothing.
Awesome. It's a Viewmaster you wear on your wrist.
God. You need extra sunglasses to become extra, extra powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sunglasses at night,
certainly
I'm sure.
Is something Bandai designed.
Yeah, the forms themselves look okay. They're not bad, but they're not really exciting.
Yellow has a sports bra.
Yeah.
For
I mean, they look
some
a little bit closer
reason.
To like... They look a little bit closer to like Beatbuster with the extra bits in their legs and stuff, but it's kind of give or take.
Well, obviously Masato is going to build them stuff so that they can be more awesome like him.
Of course.
That's right.
And after this week's episode, I wouldn't be surprised if that's actually what ends up happening.
Yeah.
Now, if that means that they add like a salsa music thing, then I'd
yes.
be kind of
Yes, the GoBuster themed salsa remix.
Sweet. I would be all for that.
Yeah, that'd be hard. That'd be hard to pass up.
Because that Beatbuster song is just.
It really is.
The closer we can get to Tequila Sentai GoBusters, the better.
Well, Gumbo's not yet of drinking age.
Don't like that ever stops anyone.
Mojito Sentai.
So basically, Akarita. You just need to drink GoBusters into G Gundam.
Yeah, sure, why not?
And they're both Bandai properties, it's legal.
And then when the Mechazords form up for Mexico. Oh.
There's a minor problem. Bandai, you know, Bandai does the merchandising for Gundam and Sentai, but it's two different studios that produce it. It's Toei and Sunrise. So that would probably be a little
semantics.
Issue. Yeah.
It's all run by Bandai, really, in the end.
Team up with Hasbro.
If Bandai is involved, you're getting run up the end at some point.
Yeah.
By which I mean they're going to
team up with Hasbro. They could fight Jointron.
Mexico.
Ah, but see, that's a good segue into
Mexico
the next
King.
Part. Yeah, that's a good segue
into Mexico, wouldn't it?
Shut up, Mickey. I'm segueing. Off the cliff with you. So there's a new mecha, which is going to cause some translation problems.
What's its name?
It's the combination's name that's the problem, which, when this combines with the other Buster machines, it becomes GoBuster King.
Oh, shit!
Sorry, Overtime. You screwed up this time.
Yes, I'm very curious how they're going to rectify this.
It's like...
TV Nihon is laughing all the way to the bank.
It's like, what could the harm be of translating this one time? Whoops.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, what are the odds
Super
of that?
King. Or Mega King.
Well, see, now, what I suggested in the Toku thread was that they should split the difference and translate GoBuster King as GoBuster O.
Yes! They should do that.
How about GoBuster King O?
So wait, it's a sickly thing that collapses in the middle of battle?
No, King O, not Kengo.
Oh, damn.
Nice try, though.
Okay, so Paladin, tell us about the motorcycle lion thing.
Well, that basically covers it. It's a lion motorcycle robot that can combine with gorilla, rabbit, beetle, or stag, and Ace can ride it.
What's the
I'm
name
sorry,
of it?
Can you say that again?
At least until the CGI runs out.
It's exactly what you think it is.
What's the name of it? I couldn't pick it out of the scans.
Does it look as disturbing as Double Riding Excel?
Well, there's a picture in the chat.
Let me go back over here and look at the screen. Gosh.
It's a lot like the bike from Decaranger, actually, which
except
I had that toy. That's not exactly a good thing.
It looks similar, except less crap.
No, it's about the same crap right now.
And it kind of reminds me of the Power Rangers Samurai cycles I've got out right now.
Actually,
the thing
is
that this doesn't have to turn into its own
actual
robot.
That's not really helping it either way.
Yeah.
Hey, Paladin, when are you going to be selling your GoBuster to Mecha?
I don't know.
I think Mickey wants them.
Can't you just go to Mandarake? You can get the whole thing for like 6,000 yen right now.
Mandarake kind of scares me because it's all in squiggly letters.
Moonspeak.
Let that drive me off. I'd never buy anything. Hey, that might be a good strategy.
Hey!
You would have bought GoBuster O then.
And your life would have been better for it.
No, I debate that anyway.
I'm still waiting for them to do Chogokin GoBuster Ace.
I would like to see that.
Yeah, well, I mean, the show design looks great. They would base it on that. It would be superposable, so it would actually act like the show.
They won't do it.
They have it.
You also have the candy
stand. Flying stand?
Well, Tamashii stages, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can use them twice and then they break.
Are they really that brittle?
They really are.
The one I have for Wild Tiger hasn't broken yet. I've used it for a bunch of my figure arts.
Look more closely, Ken. It's breaking. I promise you it's breaking.
Okay.
Why are they so terrible?
I've been through 3 sets of these, and they will inevitably crack and break.
It's because they're cheap as f***.
Well,
oh, there's that.
It's partly that. It's partly because they use rigid clear plastic, which does not.
I also mean Bandai,
which does not bear stress well in any way. So of course that's the thing they make a stand out of to support the weight of these figures. On, you know, little skinny arms and hinges. Good job there.
To be fair, you can always use coat hangers.
To be fair, the Act 5s are a little bit better because the base arm is built differently.
That's not an abortion joke.
Oh, it is now.
Especially if any Kiva figure arts are involved.
Oh. Ah,
that's
time travel.
Too far.
Or if they ever make Shin figure arts.
Ooh.
Ow.
That's what the guy who got his spine ripped out said. In those few seconds when his brain was still alive.
Ow.
Yeah. So to go with the Lion Mecha, there's also a new weapon for Red Buster.
It's a thing.
The gun.
It's a Leo Blaster.
We've had a lot of those, I think.
Yeah, it reminds me of Wild Force.
Is that a positive or negative?
Couldn't tell you.
Why has there never been a Tanuki Zord?
I would say dicks, but in that case, it'd be balls.
Yeah. Uncomfortably silent in here for a moment.
I mean, that would have been nice to have in, you know, Shinkanger or something.
Apparently, we're all thinking of balls.
Actually, I think that would have been really good. I think it would have been really good in Geki Ranger.
Yeah, seems more of a Geki weapon.
Except Geki was African-based, and Tanukis are kind of Japanese.
I don't care.
You and your logic.
I don't care, and if they wanted to use a Tanuki, they would use a Tanuki regardless of where it comes from.
This is true. Like the old samurai weapon of bazookas.
Yes.
Bazookas.
Yes, bazookas.
Yes.
Which is out.
I saw one in the store the other day. It makes awesome noises.
It seems to only make one noise.
Yeah, but it's an awesome noise, though.
Yeah, it makes a noise. Well. Cha-ching! What?
What a mistake.
That'll never get old. So what else is on the merchandise?
Well, once again this week, we confirm that Bluefin listens to our prayers because Black Condor is coming to the U.S.
Woo!
Okay.
Yay!
The Jetman everybody actually wants.
How about that? Okay, so now I need to buy a Gokai Silver and not a Black Condor so that it can be, you know, Gokai Silver can't see him. Because that makes perfect sense.
And also, Bandai's going to have a special limited to 300 very painted set of Super Mega Mode Rangers with the Zord cockpit, whatever those things are.
Super Mega Shark Mode, isn't it?
You tell about
Reds in Shark Mode.
They're expecting
much. They limit it to 300 pieces.
So it's super.
Yeah, I don't think that's
hyper.
About making it unavailable.
I think it's about we only have what's our demand? Not much.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
if I remember right, this is the first year they've done any kind of special exclusive for San Diego Comic-Con. So I'm sure they're not really positive about how this is going to be received. That being said, it's a really nice-looking set that I am very happy to have no interest in whatsoever.
I'm sure someone will buy it.
Oh, probably.
There are people that'll buy it just because it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it'll
sell. See, it seems like a nice thing to get and leave in the packaging. Since
and there will be other people who will buy it just to shut up someone in, just to get someone in Japan to shut up about it.
Okay. But it seems like that'd be good to leave
mostly,
the packaging.
Probably,
it,
shut
up, Fort Max. Shut
up, Azusa, or however it's pronounced. I'm not sure.
You know, they have the pedestal things as accessories, but the floor and back wall of the cockpit are in the box, so that seems like a thing to just get and set on a shelf without ever taking out the package.
Yeah, I would never open that.
Well, good. It'll maintain its quote-unquote value that way.
So-called value.
Well, with only 300 of them, I imagine they're going to demand some high prices on eBay later. Nobody will pay them, but they will be making demands.
Like in the 30s. in the 2030s.
Do we have
eBay in the 30s?
No, the 2030. Never mind.
You can see into the 2030s?
Gee, yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, you can see... Okay, so you can see into the 2030s by adding the GB custom visor onto the Morphin brace and putting sunglasses on your sunglasses.
And then then looking through at a virtual boy.
God.
Oh, it just renders you blind.
I can see into the future. It's very dark.
In that
like
brief,
other virtual items we'll get to in a minute.
In that brief moment before the blindness kicks in, you'll have a perfect view of the 2030s. I hope it was worth it.
It's the last thing you'll ever see.
Spoiler alert, I hope you like ants.
Big ones.
What, not bees?
Bees! Fort Max, is there a price on that samurai figure set? No? Okay.
No.
Not at the moment.
Okay, so what's next, Paladin?
Okay, well, since we brought up virtual, Amazon now has pre-order pages open for VR Troopers and Big Bad Beetleborgs Volume 1. They're both $13.95, and they'll both be released in October.
How many
episodes?
Well,
they're not asking for much. That's good.
How many episodes?
And they're not providing much either.
How many episodes?
How many episodes are on the first Power Rangers volume?
I don't know.
Like probably the same, so? Then.
30, I think.
Yeah, for Power Rangers, 30, I think.
Well, does Amazon's page have a runtime for the sets? Volumes,
let me look
whatever.
Here.
You know, if it's $14 and you get 20 episodes or something, that's not bad.
Except you're getting 20 episodes of Beetleborgs.
Yeah.
Say what, Fort Max?
540 minutes for VR Troopers.
Wow.
That's like most of the series, isn't it?
Well,
yeah, it's the same time again for Beetleborgs.
That is about 25 episodes.
That's about right.
That's a pretty good deal, actually.
Except you're
not really
paying...
considering it's VR Troopers and Beetleborgs.
Yeah.
Hey, I haven't
that one thing.
I haven't gotten to watch VR Troopers in like 15 years or more.
Keep it that way.
Better off.
I don't know. I think
go for the show.
I think $15 is worth remembering why I haven't seen this in 15 years. You know,
if you say so.
There's now f***ing Superhuman Samurai DVDs.
Or Mystic Knights.
Yeah.
Again, with Mystic Knights. You've been on Mystic Knights kick here recently. You keep mentioning like every 30 minutes.
Okay, let me start a timer. Okay, so what else do we have besides the...
Well, in more worthwhile DVD news, we have a complete list of bonus features for the Time Life 40-disc box set.
And
well,
that's a long one.
Complete.
Really? I have not seen this.
Yes, there's some new stuff. Morphin Time, a look back. Let's see.
Oh,
some...
boy, Fort Max is going to rattle off all of them.
It's going to take longer than the D&D shit.
Then Tales of the Giant Banana. Behind, then a...
Oh, yeah. Some of this stuff... Yes, some of the stuff is from the VHS collections that were released in the mid-90s.
Yeah.
Including the super special bonus episode, Alpha's Magical Christmas.
Oh, God, why?
But there is a segment on the stunt team, which is
and
cool.
Several segments on Vulcan Skull, so it kind of balances out.
Yeah.
And they do have the Zeo serial
last episode,
on there.
Hey.
Yes.
That's probably the original
pilot.
Well, not the that's the version of it that the slightly cut version of it with
they had
some other
thing.
Stuff that was shown during Lost
yeah.
Galaxy.
And they also have on there the I think it's the Gold Ranger song music video that ran
yes.
like two times on Fox Kids.
Gold Lining promo. And the Zeo cereal. Hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah,
it says crunchy in milk.
wholesome, nutritious Zeos.
With marshmallow shapes.
You know, I'm surprised they didn't when you put it that way.
Stars and circles and sort of oval things and
equal sign. Yeah, they had
squares
trouble with the equal sign.
Stars.
Stars and circles and sort of oval things.
And red balloons.
Oh,
We love our breakfast cereals here on Superhero Time.
The whole TFM network. God, you want to get Brian Kilby going? Just mention like Frankenberry or something.
Oh well, no, that's Rob Springer.
It's, Brian Blueberry. Too though, but Rob for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, Rob's thing is Booberry actually.
Oh yeah, that's it.
I kind of
gotta be specific.
I kind of miss that since he hasn't been on the shows in a while.
Yeah, miss. Yeah.
So anyway,
let's see. Also in the news, Tamashii is opening pre-orders for the Leo Zodiart.
Eh. He probably does not come with a set of nuts to cradle in his hand, so that's kind of disappointing.
No, that doesn't come with Sagittarius.
Bonus interactivity parts.
Well, Leo's released in November, which means by December, Figoart should be giving us Cancer.
All right. Yeah, we're thrilled about that.
Yes.
That is the only Zodiac figure I want so far, so...
Well, I imagine the demand for Virgo Figoarts are going to go up quite a bit after the last 2 weeks.
Probably.
Eh. Okay, what else?
Well, there's only one more item this week that's kind of tangentially related to us, but it's worth mentioning. Sailor Moon is coming back.
Yeah. Woo!
Yeah, Sailor Moon, the new anime next summer, I think they said.
Well, sometime
with
not
with returning
this year.
Actors.
Really? Interesting. Really.
Yes. Supposedly so.
My only concern is that it's going to look like new anime.
Yep.
If it's going to be super contrasty and hard to look at.
Now, the fun part is bad CG. Worry about it replacing Pretty Cure for a year.
No. The article I read said it was supposed to be aimed at an older audience. It's probably not going to be.
Well,
it'll be a Thursday.
It was supposed to be. It was aimed at both groups.
So it'll be a Sunday or Thursday evening show, probably.
Yeah.
But no, it's going to look like, you know, modern anime because it's going to be computer colored. So it's going to be all contrast.
And animated and all that fun stuff.
However,
I would hope it would be animated.
No, animated on a computer.
Because we know how good the Japanese are at computer animation.
Well, regardless of looks, maybe this one will finally lead to decent merchandise.
Well, it depends on the company also. Did they confirm if it was Toei doing it or if it's somebody else?
Doesn't it kind of have to be Toei doing it?
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
Because Toei Animation will be producing the anime.
Okay.
Yep.
Then it does have to be them.
Well, there was some stuff with the rights and stuff. I remember getting all janky a few years back.
That's why you can't get a dub anymore.
Can't get a DVD period anymore.
You can't even find that shit used, which I find...
No, well, it's because...
It's not like Toei would ever release it over here anyway.
ADV had released box sets for the first series, and I think Sailor Moon R, but then they got pulled because Toei pulled the license.
Yep. Yeah, I know, but you should still be able to find stuff in DVD stores on occasion, but nothing ever.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing is, Mickey, so few people bought those to start with, and since it's all off the market... You know, nobody's giving them up.
Yeah.
People just didn't get a chance to because they got recall, period.
And, you know, probably the semen stains are a detractor, too.
Yes, again, I don't think you should actually buy anything used related to Sailor Moon.
No.
Which is really not that bad that they got recalled because those giant box sets, they were of terrible quality. They were released in mono.
Oh, that's good to know. Ew.
And, like,
yeah, seriously. Mono.
And probably using the ancient TV masters.
Yeah.
The DVD rips I have that downloaded were probably better than that then. So
probably.
Yeah, and Toei probably didn't even give them anything. They just said, okay, yeah, you can release them. Use whatever Deke has.
Isn't that the problem that Funimation had at first with Dragon Ball?
Here's some storyboards y'all can put on DVD.
Like, I remember the early Dragon Ball Z DVDs were terrible quality.
Well, it was a pretty terrible dub, too.
Oh, no, the Ocean dub was awesome.
The video quality was... Ugh. Like when they started doing the Frieza DVDs for Season 3.
The Ocean dub was great because I can see their parachutes opening.
They're floating down to the power chamber in the basement.
It's like its own... Yes. It's like the Ocean dub is like its own riff tracks. It's like Dragon Ball Z Abridged before Dragon Ball Z Abridged existed.
It's probably where Dragon Ball Z Abridged guys got the idea from. Because, you know, those were all cut too to make them run faster and eliminate all the shit out of them.
Well,
or at least as much as they could. It's hard to take all the shit out of Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, he wouldn't be left with much.
No.
Yet it's still fun.
It's fun when it's abridged.
It's more fun when it's abridged, anyway.
Yeah.
I like Kai. But, yeah. Way off.
Well, Dragon Ball's one of those things. Dragon Ball's one of those things that you really have to just wait for full season DVD sets.
Yeah.
So you can watch as much as you want to in one sitting instead of having to, you know, go.
And then put it back on the shelf and never finish it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, that's GT.
No, GT that is the one you should never start.
That's
the
one you never.
I've never mentioned the theme song of GT.
Which theme song? The original or the dub?
It doesn't matter.
Or does it matter?
Don't mind the song.
Please, God, don't mind the song.
Wait, what are we talking about again? I don't know. I think a wizard did it.
God.
So we didn't have any new wizard news this week, did we?
Not yet, anyway.
Okay.
Nothing for press time.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Which means that it'll be out tomorrow morning.
Yeah, probably. All right, well, in that case, it's time for Buster.
Who you gonna call?
Hulkumate Tenpai Goldbusters!
Mickey?
Oh.
Everybody just tries to remain quiet.
God, it's totally like class.
But see, the joke's on you, because I came in knowing who was going to do what ahead of time.
Don't make eye contact. Well, at least I'm glad somebody here knows.
As I lay awake in bed at night and think of all of you, I decide, okay.
Ew.
I don't know. That's where I went. I'm like, really? Wow.
As you lay awake in bed while you're pooping.
With my plate of nachos on my stomach.
You apply the sour cream.
You know, there's like one listener out there that's horribly turned on when we talk about that.
One listener, you mean?
Well, and JD.
You mean our one listener?
The one listener? Yeah, that guy also happens to be into chat stuff. So, yeah, that's.
Come on, even Don's better than this.
And you know, last night Nicole was making some joke about our batter or something.
Yeah, I know. She was talking about XDNI's batter. I'm like, wow, I don't really know what Nicole thinks about.
Yeah, I think she's shipping us, dude.
Yeah.
that's a whole other level.
I need an adult.
Bad touch! Bad touch in my brain!
Well, now it's time to check 4chan and see if there's XVJD.
God.
There is just the other XV.
Oh.
Oh.
Why are they covered in sour cream? Oh!
So, Buster's ready?
No.
Please.
Okay, where are we at now? Oh, okay, that's right. Hiromu is sitting in the dark playing with his music box thinking about Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Just like class.
Shh, you're breaking the tension. This is dramatic here. We're thinking about his parents right now.
Would it help if I hummed?
And then suddenly here comes f***ing Yoko to interrupt his contemplation. Bitching about why he's up. And what are you doing? And I'm going to hold my pillow. And, oh, God. Leave it to Yoko to ruin a nice moment.
Well, for all we know, it's like 2 a.m. in the morning.
And what is she doing out of bed? She's got school.
As opposed to 2 a.m. in the afternoon, Ken?
Right. she's homeschooled.
Knowing her, she probably got hungry again.
Probably.
No, because she doesn't know to go feed herself without somebody telling her.
Well, that's why Usada was with her.
I guess.
Come on, get up. You need to eat or you're going to die.
Eat.
Open your mouth. Then close it. Chew.
No, nope, keep it closed.
Oh.
While Yoko's being a bitch and ruining Hiromu's tender moment, Enter is off at the movie theater having a great idea in black and white.
With distorted sound on top of it.
Yeah, I like to think that Enter somehow modified reality to make it so that it actually was black and white for anybody who would have been standing nearby.
He probably did.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like Enter.
Because he's Enter.
You know, he's a troll and he has reality hacks like that.
He had to make it one of those French art films.
Yes, exactly. except it couldn't have been, though, because there wasn't anybody riding by on a bicycle.
There was no red balloons.
We didn't see the movie itself, though.
99 North Balloon.
What? No, just one red
balloon.
German. If it's 9 red balloons, it's about war.
Oh, that's right.
If it's one, it's about tragedy or the human condition or some bullshit. I don't know. I don't care.
I gotcha. Yeah.
So, Enter's grand plan is to make a filmroid. And sure, why not?
He's made it out of weirder shit, so hey.
You know, he should
it's less bizarre than the fork.
He should attach his metavirus thing to somebody's butt and make a hemorrhoid.
Hemorrhoid.
Oh, that means the bottom of somebody's dress.
Okay, that works too.
Yeah.
So, Filmroid meets the GoBusters at the industrial park where the GoAnders were always fighting the Guy Arc.
In every Sentai and Rider series.
I always associate with GoAnder the most, though, for some reason.
Okay.
Anyway, then we get our Imposter Rangers.
Mmm, yay.
And it certainly is two sets of costumes fighting each other.
Fights are not really interesting when you literally have no way to distinguish who is who.
It's time for a trope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I did kind of like the super speed fight between Hiromu and not Hiromu.
Yeah, that
lock
kind of
up.
But then
I liked how everybody was fighting against their own powers because you know Hiromu was fighting.
But except for Yoko, who never gets to jump.
Yeah.
Well, she does jump to that ledge.
I do appreciate that they didn't fall back on the cliche of, oh no, which one is that? I lost track. Let's shoot them both.
Yeah.
Although I was waiting for them to...
They disposed of the trope really quickly, which is
I was waiting for somebody to decide, okay, we can't fight against our own duplicates. Let's switch.
It would be funny, though. It's like two of them defeated the real one, but Yoko was defeated by her duplicate.
A little bit more confident than that, thankfully. But the thing about this monster is we really see that it can't fight itself.
This monster is completely Ryutaros.
Yes,
he totally is. I noticed that.
It's the same voice actor.
Yeah.
Doing the exact same stunt acting as well.
Yeah, probably the same stunt actor.
They probably put the same stunt guy in there. They probably did this on purpose.
Yep.
Except this time he's not climaxing.
It's like, oh, hey, that voice actor is available today. Let's go get the guy who did his suit acting before.
Yeah.
So he's being all Ryotarusing, the Megazord shows up and puts a big black bubble over the city.
That's new.
So, enter Masato and Jay.
Starting up the shields.
Enter Masato and Jay together? That's weird.
Yes.
They walk into a bar.
And Jay tries to go in first.
Because that's what he does. I will go in first.
No, I will go in first. The emphasis is important, apparently. So I've been told. I know
so
everything.
They explain what's going on. And what's going on is the Megazord is copied the conditions of hyperspace into the real world. So it's not really hyperspace, but it might as well be.
Bullshit.
It took a high-definition 3D video of hyperspace, and now it's projecting it inside the dimensional area.
We knew 3D video was bad.
Exactly.
Damn you, James Cameron.
Look what you've done.
What's this actual filmed hyperspace or post-processed hyperspace?
It needs to be filmed. Everybody's there. Yeah.
So they decided to go back to base and figure out what to do.
Everybody,
and they're going to take Jin and Jay with them, too.
Over and dying.
Because he was not important.
So apparently none of their crap will work in hyperspace as it is because I don't know.
Hyperspace is
Yes.
Because it'd be like swing through man jelly.
Yes.
Well, that's one way to put it.
Yeah, it's hard to breathe in it.
you know, the Mythbusters proved that you could actually do that, though.
Well, they don't air Mythbusters in Japan, so it's not true over there.
I bet they do. Probably dubbed, but I bet they air it.
They're probably, and even if they don't, they're over. Probably fan subs of it.
Yeah, and they probably dub over the science.
Fan subs of Top Gear that are all TV Nihon-y.
Oh, yes. Tiger penis really does make me stronger.
What? Wait, you mean like reverse TV Nihon?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Like, everyone's catchphrases are kept in English.
You know, it'd be funny if it was just TV Nihon translating them into Japanese.
I'm sure that would be disastrous.
That would be hilarious. Except instead of being TV Nihon, they'd be like TV Gaijin or something.
No. It would have to be in English.
So, TV White Ass Dudes?
TV Murica.
But we're having too much fun. Get back to the show.
Okay, so Jin's plan is to let me have unrestricted access to the your
Did I hear a dog barking?
Yes. No.
That was you, wasn't it?
I coughed. Wasn't me.
That was a cough?
Yes.
That sounded like a little yappy dog barking.
It did. I mean, it wasn't, but...
Are you having, like, respiratory problems or something?
No. I just coughed. I had a tickle in my throat.
Okay.
You say so.
Shut up, Mickey.
So where was I before XV interrupted me about a coughing reference?
Masato's brilliant plan.
That's right. Yes. They take him back to base because they're going to let him in for some reason. He says, give me a wrench and access to all your Zords. And there's
and
a, okay,
like
go right ahead.
And plenty
we'll
of
go, we'll go take a nap.
Yeah, basically, that's what Kuroki tells him to do. Go sleep.
No, Kurorin.
Winky coffee.
I think I like Mickey's better.
It's easier to remember.
It is.
So, while they're getting down to business of tearing shit up in the garage.
And Jay tries to find the booze.
Yes! Yeah. I bet that was a keg he had on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to drink this.
Hiromo goes up to the rooftop and looks at the bubble and contemplates. And, oh God, here comes Yoko again.
Well, this time it's not really that bad a scene, though.
Yeah, but every time he goes off somewhere to think, she's always there to interrupt him.
Well, it's like JD said at like the first or second episode. Those two are totally going to be f***ing by the end of the series.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
In fairness, they are kind of in the same situation that nobody else is, so.
That is going to be some angry-ass sex.
And, you know, they're...
Wouldn't it, though?
And then Yoko passes out halfway through because she forgot to eat again.
And then Hiromu looks at his penis and sees it's a cog and freezes.
It just wasn't sugar.
Because he's the kind of guy that would be like, no, you're sucking it wrong. Here, let me show you.
This would be easier if you weren't so fat from eating so much.
Yeah, exactly. That is it. Yes.
Well, that was worthwhile.
That's what I'm here for.
I lost my place. Where were
I? Yoko is
staring forlornly at the big ball.
That's all I got.
Romo's on the rooftop. Yoko comes up.
Okay, I don't know what's going on. Eventually, somehow or another, they get back down into the middle of a field and start fighting the Filmroid again. And they just stumble out of Bugler ass while Jin has a montage of building shit.
I need a montage!
I do like that we actually see them building it and going through the process of figuring out
instead of just the Zords magically go together.
Yeah. Now, you know, yes. You know,
next
they did
time
that,
they'll magically go together.
They did that in Goanger 2, except in that case, you know, with the engine cast, it was more like a kit-bashing montage than a...
More like guys sitting around with the glue.
No, more like poking it with a stick.
Oh my god.
Awesome. Well, he was just loosening the screws, you know.
Okay, well, that's going on. The team starts hallucinating.
Yes.
Yoko starts dreaming of partying all the time and no more homework.
With Usada dressed as Zordon from that one episode of Power Rangers.
The one where they turned to the salamanders?
No, he doesn't have the Hawaiian shirt.
Zordon didn't have a Hawaiian shirt.
Well, he should have.
He could see.
Well, it's not like he had a body to put a Hawaiian shirt on.
The Hawaiian shirt was implied.
He did in the movie.
Only when he was dying, and you're not going to put a Hawaiian shirt on him when he's dying.
Well,
I don't know.
Oh, man, I hope somebody puts a Hawaiian shirt on me when I'm dying.
And buries you in it.
Laughers! I know.
Speaking of people dying in Hawaiian shirts, have anybody ever seen the pictures of Chris Farley from his death scene?
No! I'm Googling it now.
It looks exactly like what you would imagine him dead to look like. Like he just partied himself to death and collapsed through like a kitchen table or some shit.
He probably did.
Oh, that's suddenly depressing.
It's depressing, but it's also kind of hilarious, too, because it's like, yeah, that's Chris Farley, all right. If he's going to go, that's how he's going to go.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. It's like, yeah. Wow.
Anyway, Ryuji,
love the internet. It's like dead pictures of shit with you, right in the palm of your hand.
That's. I'm not sure what to say about that.
So Ryuji's fantasizing about getting a nice massage from Jin.
Oh yeah, nothing suggestive about that at all.
Senpai.
A little more to the left.
If your shoulder feels all tense, let me rub that for you.
Here, have some sour cream.
Did I ever tell you you were my favorite student?
Did you ever know you're my hero?
You please me. No, I mean you. You please me. You. There. Me there.
You there. Please me.
And Hiromu is fantasizing about his dead family. Except for his sister, who's actually still alive, but I guess he's pretending that she's dead.
His fantasy is that she's not a bitch.
Yeah, he's fantasizing about his dead, non-bitchy family.
Well, his family, that family does not exist anymore anyway, so it does make some sense.
So Blue and Yellow quickly dispatch of their illusions, because they ain't falling for that shit. But Hiromu, he is kind of falling for that shit.
Whoops.
Yeah, well, the sight of his sister not being a bitch is so uncommon, he has to kind of take it all in as much as he can, you know.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I was expecting, him to just go, like, okay, give me a minute, guys. My sister's not being a bitch right now. I have to, like, burn this into my memory because it's never going to happen again.
That's okay, because he gets to point a gun at her in a minute anyway.
Yeah, so Rutaro starts mocking them and hides behind Hiromu's family so they can't shoot him.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I would do.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know.
But then Hiromu Deus Ex Machina recovers just in time to save Blue and Yellow from getting shot. And then loads up Special Buster and points it at his sister's face.
It's just like in the last episode of Digimon Tamer, or 02, I mean.
No, this is not quite as contrived.
Okay.
So, faced with the project being gunned down by Hiromu, his family decides to disappear. Because they know he would totally pull the trigger.
Yeah. He would, yeah. Too.
As they vanish, they're like,
and then he just
them gone. He doesn't even bother to say anything. He just
he just doesn't say shit to the Metroid. He's just like, you know what? Bye. Boom.
he was pissed. You could tell by all the lights and the extra lines and shit. That yeah, he was mad.
Yeah, you can tell how angry you are by how many lights come out of your gun.
Yeah. Well, also some good body acting from this suit actor. Because his stance just looks pissed.
Yeah.
And up until this point, it's a very good episode. You know, nice, good, introspective. Yeah.
Pretty typical for Ghostbusters.
So back at the ranch.
Oh, God.
Let's put together a Megazord.
Oh, my God.
We...
all right, we've got these pieces of shit and this piece of shit, and we'll put this here and we'll glue that there. Take that face mask off and put this other fucking thing on there.
It's like Masasa realized these things do not fit together.
Well, I guess we can take my Zord and turn it into a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Because they did that
Somebody
in Go
bring
Under.
Me
I guess
the
it's
hot
okay to
glue.
Do it again.
And Hurricaneer. Yeah, like I said, I like the setup for Great Go Buster.
It's really not that great.
What we get from it, though...
Not that great.
Which is, again, sadly typical for Go Buster, right?
Well, and I think it's typified by the fact that most of the episode is taken up with a story, and then when we get to the very end, it's the big
pile
of... They're
like, oh yeah, we still have to use this.
Yeah.
And you know what the worst part is? The worst part is that the f***ing thing can't even walk.
See, I think the production crew knows what they're dealing with, and it's like, okay, we kind of got to figure out how to make the best of this.
It doesn't fucking walk. They have it on a track. Because they're moving it out.
Yes.
They tried to get the thing where it's like, oh, it hovers. No, it fucking doesn't. It's on a track because the actor can't fucking walk in it.
Yeah, again, I think Toei knows, like, we're kind of fucked here. Okay.
Why the shit do they design this thing the way they did?
Yes. But, and it's like, we're not even halfway through the series.
Well, it was a good idea at base, because they started with Go Buster, they started with Ace, right? And that's like a very agile figure. But the problem is it's the same problem that we've talked about that like the Thunder Megazord had, or, you know? Because when you put a anthropomorphic figure at the center, when you put a humanoid figure at the center, all you can do is attach more shit to it. It doesn't really have the ability to turn into anything else.
Well, Shinkinger did this good with its Six Ranger combination. It was able to mesh it together well enough that it actually looked like a decent...
But that's all parts. are all little parts. Those are all little figures that, you know, that kind of go together still.
That's a good point. You're right.
You start with smaller things, and then they kind of go together. But when you put that when you have to have a humanoid base at the middle, all you can do is add more armor to
it. More
shit
on
it. Yeah, that's all you can do.
Shinkinger had one that's like Samurai Hao is about as immobile as this, but it took episode 35 to get to it.
Yeah, we're like 20.
12 Mecha onto it.
And they could resolve this if they had did something different with the basic combination of like saying Go Buster Ace's legs folded up behind it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's already. But that's the problem. Is it's like the car. You start with the car. I mean, because they already said, okay, well, it's got to be a car and
a cat,
an animal
and a chat and a cheetah, and a robot.
So it can only fold so much. It can only
change.
Well, then they,
which
then
is
they
why
can only
the whole base
so much,
concept for all this was wrong.
Yeah.
If it can only fold so much, that means they need to put more hinges on it.
Well, yeah, but they just
still, if you look at the actual Ace figure, it's still limited. It's still very limited because of all the stuff it has to do. So you can't add even more stuff onto it, or it's going to be even worse to begin with.
Well, it almost seems like Beat and Stag are like afterthoughts because they really just turn into parts. They don't.
Well, not as much an afterthought as the. Purple wolf from Geki.
Run into another leg and just replace the girl.
Yeah. And eventually the only leg.
Well, that's because Geki Toja became Geki Violet's personal machine. So that kind of ended
that
up working
dumb.
Different. Well.
But,
Is Great Go Buster-O. As is Go Buster-O.
One good thing here in that they limit Great Go Buster-O in terms of the plot that it can only be used in hyperspace.
On it don't the other work so hand, well in normal space.
This means that every time they go into the hyperspace now, they're going to be using this.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just from let's touch on, aside from the terribleness of the suit, let's talk about how shitty that weapon is.
Oh my god.
The giant Twizzler with a knife taped to the end of it.
how much crap can we tack onto the sword from all the leftover parts?
Yeah, because it's the crane piece... with the shield thing and the sword. Oh, my God.
The rabbit ear.
Let's put the old mask just on top of it. It's like a masthead.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we don't have anywhere else to stick it.
I could tell the one to stick it.
Yeah. I was hoping you would.
There's always more places to stick it.
You must stick it.
Why is that damn pole arm so floppy? I mean, I've owned brooms stiffer than that.
It just makes me wonder, is it going to get even worse from here? In terms of
pile
more crap onto it.
Although yes. I think the introduction of the lion motorcycle thing is trying to like sidestep the growing combination problem.
Trying to backpedal some.
Yeah,
backpedal faster. Backpedal faster.
Pretty much, you know, because that's looking like it can become an alternate main body for the other machines.
And that way, Ace can just fight on its own.
Well. That and, for one thing, maybe the combinations can be made to look a little bit better with the new core unit, and the next mecha upgrade does not have to pile onto what is already being piled onto.
XV, you're so optimistic.
Yeah, that's really optimistic for me. I'm scared.
So am I.
That might
well, he didn't say he wasn't going to hate it.
True.
That's true.
Well,
but he said it might be good. That's odd for me.
No matter what, it is objectively better than piling on more stuff onto Great GoBuster.
You say that now.
There will also be a feature. You can also set this figure directly on top of Great GoBuster O for a super.
No.
Just like lay it on top of it.
Yes.
No, what the feature is going to be is that you plug this thing onto
McDonald's Armada Mighty Robot.
No, it's real simple. The feature is going to be you plug the lion motorcycle thing onto the end of Great GoBuster's staff weapon.
Yes.
Instead of being twice the size of it and floppy.
No, yes. No, you plug it straight onto Great GoBuster's chest, sticking straight out.
God.
Sad thing is I could see them doing that.
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. Very easily.
And it will not diminish the fact that Great GoBuster is a terrible f***ing disappointment.
Yeah, and it's a shame too because like everything else right now in GoBusters is really kind of hitting its marks. Yeah. But
they started off so great with Ace, and then it just went so f***ing far downhill.
And see, the thing
it continues to slide.
The thing is, if Sentai was not so reliant on the two scale battle, they could drop all the mecha involvement entirely and still have a great show just at the ground level stuff,
or even not. Or even not use the mecha every episode. Just
well, yeah.
The problem isn't the mecha battles. The problem is the mecha designs. If you put any other set of Zords in this show, the mecha battles would be fantastic. Because the way they're structured and paced is actually very interesting. How they can happen at the beginning of the episode, or they can then defeat the monster and not get to the Megazord like much later on. Yeah. That's very cool. That works great for making them more interesting. The problem is that actually the physical designs are terrible.
More variety in opponents.
You know, they would need to do something like Mega Ranger, Power Rangers in Space, where the primary mecha is Ace, and that is the Megazord. It's not just a piece of the Megazord.
Yeah, and then they have additional Megazords on top of it, and not just a whole cluster.
Yeah, I mean, you can still have your one upgrade machine to upgrade Ace into whatever, but then you have your Mega Voyager thing.
Delta Astra Megazord. Yeah.
You know, then you have your Mega Voyager thing and your Mega Winger, which does absolutely nothing with the other stuff. Because Zane's a douche.
Yeah.
And.
Well, Masato's a douche, too, so that would fit.
It would, wouldn't it? But yeah. The point we're getting to with this is that everything in GoBusters is pretty great up until the point where it's Megazord time.
Yeah,
wasn't that whole thing though. I mean, that's the it was like
it's not like where like Gokaiger hit a point where the mecha battles were just kind of boring. Now it's getting to the point where the mecha battles are just kind of painful.
Yeah,
that's not a good thing.
And they wouldn't have to be if the mecha weren't so bad.
Yeah.
If they just changed the mecha to like something that was good, they'd be awesome.
Forget
you know
be good.
Ultimately with GoBusters, what it's going to be is we're going to look back on it as a series that did some really great stuff and had 5 episodes of really awesome mecha combat.
And probably a pretty good story, because that's shaping
well,
up
that, good. That's what I'm talking
know,
about.
That can still go downhill.
That's what I'm talking about, though, with the first part. You know, the show is doing some pretty good stuff in general.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
And specifically we're going to remember 5 episodes of really great Zords.
At the very
and then
beginning.
The rest of it.
And then the next series, it'll start off really great, probably, and then they'll be like, not this time.
Well,
so I'm impressed at how well GoBusters has been able to follow up Gokaiger.
Yeah, in terms
yeah.
of characters.
Yeah, because it's completely going in a different direction, so it's not like it has to follow up Gokaidra at all. It's starting a whole new idea with how Sentai is structured.
It's still good, and it manages to be its own thing.
Yeah. Exactly.
The best way to... It's like Double After Decay, effectively.
It's exactly the best thing they could have chosen to do to follow up Gokaidra.
Yeah. Right.
Except for the mecha.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is a whole step down, which, considering Gokaidra's mecha were not impressive in the first place, is saying something.
But they weren't impressive, but they weren't horrible to watch.
They weren't offensive.
Yeah.
You don't remember Gokai Magi Dragon, do you?
Well, Magi Dragon was not there for long, and it was only at the very start.
No, there is no such thing as Gokai Magi Dragon. I don't know what you're talking about, Mickey.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I must be imagining things.
They had an ostrich.
That would make it a lot better, actually.
Ostriches have wings.
Well, yeah, they don't have useful wings, but they have wings.
Yeah, I don't think about ostriches' ability to fly. Usually.
I wonder if you go to Africa if they serve, you know, like buffalo ostrich wings.
I don't know, but I really miss the rains that they had there.
Well, I hear the rain in Spain falls mainly in the plains. So you could always go hit that up instead.
Wow.
So next week on
GoBusters.
So they defeat
Hyperspace and they win the episode. Hooray.
Yeah, and then Hiromu passes out because Yoko wouldn't let him get any fucking sleep.
Okay.
But he looked so happy and satisfied. That's because he spent all of his energies.
Yes, with his giant shaft.
Just like any good man, once he spent himself, then he fell asleep.
Passed out.
His giant flaccid shaft.
Well, it is now.
The pole arm droops down.
Yeah, it just starts.
More so.
Man, he sure ejaculated through that weapon, didn't he?
Yep.
So next week on GoBusters,
Ryuji's gonna die.
All right. Well, he is pretty old, so.
Yeah. It's about
goodbye, Yellow Four.
Speaking of age, I was noticing in the opening this afternoon. I like how Masato's age still lists as 27.
Yeah, I noticed that in the first episode he was in the credits.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention to it till this week. And I was like,
poor Ryuji. He obviously worked his magic on the credits.
Yes.
And his blood type is B.
It's too bad Jay does not have a human actor, so he could go first.
Yeah, he'd jump in front of Hiromu.
Yeah.
Jay's blood type should be J for status.
Oh, T for all the energized f***ing drinking. There's a one point in this episode where he was sitting on the ground and he was surrounded by like somewhere between three to five cans of Inertron, and he was drinking another one.
And he was like, "Where am I going to get more Inertron?" I think that's what he said, wasn't it? He
was
like,
yeah. Yes, it was.
Jay has a problem.
Yeah.
But he's awesome.
Yes, he did.
Jay's casual clothes look like a wife beater, like beat up sweatpants.
That's what's underneath the Ranger suit. When he's transformed.
All right, Mickey, next time you're at work, make this happen. Wife beater and sweatpants on Jay.
Will do.
All right.
So dejected.
Well, it's space time.
Switch on.
Oh, that's why he's dejected.
You had to look through Google image search for people wearing wife beaters for source images.
Have fun with that. All right. Boy, this is like flipping a really, really awful coin.
Gee,
next, Forza, go.
So you pick. See, my awful choice was between JD and Ken, and you just like stepped it one worse. All right, Ken, I guess it's your turn.
Okay. Let's see here. Last
now that,
time,
now that I've built up your confidence.
Yeah, cheat. Thanks a lot, dude. Anyway, last time, Tachibana, who is Emoto, turned out to be Virgo. And
who is also Emoto.
Sent Meteor to the other dimension. Forze gets pissed, gets smacked around a bit, and then Virgo pulls Libra off and they escape. Apparently, Libra had just tracked Virgo down, just for shits and giggles. And Virgo transports back to the Imbus, where he, she, it transforms back into Tachibana. And he's like, oh, of course I can't access that anymore. He's going to outlive his usefulness, because he, of course, can't access Cosmic anymore right now. While Gintaro and Kengo are left, well, basically...
up shit creek.
Yeah, without a paddle. Yeah. Yep, but they find the spinning top, the Beyblade, from the Meteor Storm switch, which is still spinning, all Inception-like.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, haha, plot twist, it was all a dream.
Right. So the opening has now been replaced with movie footage yet again, and this means we'll not get the opening again until probably the last episode at the end of August. Yay.
However,
it's very Sakamoto, yes.
Fort Max loves him some Sakamoto.
Yes, and they all have big plastic white guns for some reason in the movie. Okay.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
It's their magic space guns.
Yeah. but anyway, at the school, Shun and Miyu are watching Trillian practice for some reason.
For very different reasons, I think.
Yes. They see a pine cone that they think is a Zodiac switch, and it turns out to just be a pine cone.
Well, Shun's there watching because he wants in Miyu's pants, and Miyu's there watching because she wants in Munchie's pants.
Yes, pretty much. But then Gintaro appears and has a little chat with him, then just takes off. Meanwhile, elsewhere, later at night, Jake is breakdancing in the middle of an alley, which can't possibly end well.
I thought it was on.
Well, not for the other people in the alley.
No. That's why there's nobody else in the alley. Gintaro shows up again, and then Jake runs off crying. Well, he did.
I'm such an awful character.
Intro quote.
At the Space Museum, Yuki is trying to give herself a pep top. Talk.
Blah. Pep top?
Both.
A pep talk?
She doesn't have the shuttle hat this time.
No, but she's talking to her imaginary friend.
Hayabusa is just as real as Maki's doll.
And meanwhile, Kengo cannot find any other way for Gintaro to access cosmic states except without his friends. And they have a talk about how Kengo thinks that Tomoko and Ryusei are basically dead, but Gintaro is certain that they're not because the Beyblade is still spinning and the Astro Switches are connected to their users. So if Ryusei was dead, it would topple over. Until then, they're still in the dream.
Yes.
And surprisingly, Gingo's like, oh, yeah, you're right.
Like, okay. They have a little bromance moment, and then they're back to Gamal, hinting not so subtly that he knows what Emoto is up to.
or at least knows that he's up to something.
No, I think he pretty much knows what he's up to. Because he straight up drops, like, friendship is dead weight. He's like, you understand that, right? There wouldn't be any problems here. Whatever makes you bring that up? No reason. Just keep it in mind. Thank the Rock.
We're all gonna die.
Taro and Kengo meet up with Tachibana / Virgo / Emoto, currently masquerading as Tachibana.
This is getting confusing.
won't matter soon. Tachibana transforms into Virgo and takes the pot again as Gintaro is prepared to resume his training.
He takes a hit on the pot? What?
No, yes. He just picks up the pot. I think four of his riders had to have taken a hit on the pot to come up with this plot twist at this point, though. Gintaro transforms and they go at it again. He proves completely unable to get touch Virgo yet again, in spite of adding a really awesome idea with Gatling and Launcher onto magnet states.
Apparently he's learning something from cosmic states that he's applying while not using cosmic states.
Yeah, use all your switches. Who'd have thunk it? But it does no good, and he gets blasted into a warehouse. Where the f*** did that come from?
Yes. He got punched into the other set.
Yeah. not a Kiva Ranger.
Are you sure?
Not certain sometimes.
Well, it's making there have a female who's secretly a dude, so it could be kind of like a Kiba Ranger.
There was that one episode of Kiba Ranger where they went into Forze's classroom.
It makes about as much sense right now as a Kiba Ranger, so...
Yes, so they fight, and Virgo notes that friendship is, you know, bullshit because it betrayed him, and look where he is. She is. It is.
I think that about says it all right there.
Yeah. Gintaro manages to actually do a kind of awesome catch of its weapon and says, you know, you seem kind of sad. it's like, bitch, please. And is about to drop a spirit bomb on him. So Gintaro whips out Cosmic States and transforms effortlessly. Without saying much, he whips out the blade and cuts the attack in half, along with the pot.
Chamber pot.
Yes.
Chamber pot.
Chamber Use pot. Vine whip.
Yes.
It's super effective.
Yep. Yes. So Virgo's like, hey, you understand, you gotta be ruthless to have that power. And he's like, nope. So he realizes that his friends are his friends regardless of if they're with him or not. And it turns out they were actually with him all along.
And furthermore,
they were spying on the entire fight. They ran all the way from Rock Quarter to the warehouse.
Friendship is his buddy now.
Yes. That means everybody's
friends with friendship.
Yes, like he befriended a concept.
Only Gintaro could do that.
With his fist.
Well, considering what Astro Switch's run on, that should be like the ultimate everybody is f***ed. But we'll see if that's not such the case in a second. So everybody showed up, and yeah, they realized that they were kind of bitches for running away. So Virgo.
She was there because. Yep, that Mia was there because Jun chewed her out.
Yeah. And, of course, you know, despite what he says, Shun is there because Mia probably didn't shoot him out.
And Otsugi's nowhere to be seen.
Yes, but regardless, Virgo reveals that everybody that she had sent to HFIL was actually on the M-Bus, asleep. Okay.
Which is kind of creepy.
A little bit. Let me watch you sleep, Sonata.
This isn't Otsugi, remember?
That would be really creepy.
Yeah, but Emoto is creepy enough as it is.
I guess.
Yeah.
Although this sleeping on M-Bus thing is going to be a problem in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a minute. Regardless, Emoto untransforms and takes off the mask to reveal that, yes, Tachibana is Emoto, is Virgo, after all. Well, yes.
Mr. Johnson!
Yeah. And he would have got away from it.
And he would have got away with it, too, if it wasn't for these meddling kids.
Yes. Gintar.
Damn.
Gintaro says he wanted friends to fight, and they do the handshake.
Oh, man, and it was, like,
They do, like, 99% of the handshake, and then...
Yeah, this next part got totally mailed in, because I'm like, oh, here it comes. Ha, 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 ho!
And then, hey, remember in Mega Max where, like, Forza or Gintaro and Nadeshiko were doing the handshake, and she got yanked away and murdered? Remember that?
Pretty much that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Emoto gets an arrow straight through his back. And then Sagittarius.
Sternum.
Yeah. He gets a nice, nasty little hole right through him. It's kind of.
And he starts bleeding out the mouth, you know.
Yeah, it's actually kind of brutal for Kamen Rider. Lately, anyway.
Well, no, think about when Kirihiko died.
Even that. It was a big orb that struck him, and then it tossed him against a thing. He didn't get shit, like, blown straight through him.
I guess.
Kirihiko was not quite as brutal a death, as we'll get to in a minute. Okay, so Gintaro and Ryusei are pissed, and luckily Ryusei does finally not have to worry about his f***ing secret identity.
So they can transform at the same time.
Yay!
Yay!
They're super forms also, which is kind of awesome.
It's like that time toward the end of the series when Double transformed straight into Extreme.
Yeah, well, that was like the second to last episode, yeah.
Like I said, toward the end of the series.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was a really cool effect, and this is probably the closest they could get to duplicating that.
Yeah, because they go straight from their base forms into a split second and then into their super forms. But then Virgo transports all the other Kamen Rider Club away and then transports Kengo away by himself. So that way it can tell him that, I sort of murdered your father.
Or did he?
Well, no, he says straight up.
Well, at least he believes he did.
No, this is true. He chose to take power over friendship and betrayed Utahoshi and left him to die on the moon.
I doubt he ever went back and checked up on it, you know.
Yeah.
Because he is trying to say something else to him before Leo and Libra show up again.
He says Utahoshi was blank because Leo and Libra show up. And then he has to transform back into Virgo and transports them away from Kengo, where they fight.
What he was trying to say was he's a big fan of golf.
Yeah. Despite his transportation.
Kengo, your father was kind of messed up in the head. I'm not going to lie to you.
He was a lover of cheese.
He transports to another outfit, and Virgo and Leo kind of make short work of him as Leo stabs him straight in the back. Meanwhile, back to the writers, Sagittarius is making short work of them, to put it mildly, because he's kicking the f*** out of them.
Without even really trying.
No, he's really, like, the suit actor is like, it's like Meteor and Forze's suit actors are doing a really good job of making it look like they're trying really hard, while he's just kind of standing there.
Uh-huh.
he takes out Meteor, then he takes out Forze, and it's just like, you know, this is how weak your asses are. Have a nice day.
Just so you know, there's nothing you can do to stop me.
Meanwhile, Libra and Leo walk off as they leave Emoto dead with a giant gaping bleeding hole in his chest.
You said gaping.
Yes, I did. Nice way to take a nice moment and just...
you know...
Ruin it? That's my job.
Couldn't Virgo have just warped Libra and Leo into, you know, orbit or something? And
well, he was kind of weak at that point.
He was dying. He wasn't thinking straight.
Secondary
plan.
That giant hole in his chest, I don't think he imagined himself living very long regardless.
Okay, secondary plan. Warp them, you know, 100, 200 feet below ground.
Yeah.
Either way, you know, they will be dealt with. It's not going to be a problem for anybody later.
He's still going to die, though, so...
Yes, but in the act of his dying, he could remove two of the horoscopes.
Yeah, this is true. Ah, well.
And also keep Gamal from getting their switches.
True.
This is true.
Or, you know, he could have just, like, black-holed all three of them at once.
But that's all inconvenient for the plot.
Yeah, regardless, that did not work out very well, because Libra, probably Leo, now have the Virgo switch.
Well, Libra carried it off.
Oh, yes, that's right. So, yeah, Emoto / Tachibana / Virgo is dead.
Hey, didn't I predict that last week?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes, we did.
Didn't think it would be quite this brutal, though.
Well, maybe not, no.
But he's quite dead, and apparently they did find his body because they have his glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they have a triple...
It was kind of implied they buried him on the moon.
Yeah, they have a triple funeral for him on the moon.
Yeah.
Since there was three of him.
Yeah. Well, now we just lost three cast members.
Wow. Yeah,
and now the whole sleeping on M-Bus thing is kind of a problem because the only person who could go there is dead.
Well, I mean, Rocket States could if they know where it is, which they don't.
And if they knew that
they
there was a
way
to
get in.
They
can try it a couple times to get there.
A couple times.
You know, line up the Powerdizer launcher just right.
Plus, if they knew there was a way to get inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, they break in and vacuum out.
Just have Meteor transform.
Everyone dies.
Tell them where. Just have Meteor reverse his transformation and have the beam pull them in.
Oh, see, that would actually make sense. Well, we'll see if that comes up again in the series.
I bet Meteor's teleporter disco ball thing doesn't work anymore.
We'll see.
That was probably Tachibana doing that.
Well, actually, it was Tachibana. They showed him doing it a couple of times. Mm. But we'll see if it actually, because it's operating automatically now. So
plus,
we'll
He doesn't need the disco ball thing anymore because he doesn't have to run off and hide to transform.
No more secret identity.
Yeah.
But next week we get Gemini, which is possibly going to be interesting.
It sure looks that way.
Yeah.
Oh, they're faking it.
Possibly. There's also Miyu falling off a building, and
it's a doppelganger.
Possibly because it's Gemini. It's possible. We also apparently
calling it now. It's a fake.
Yeah, it probably is.
No, it's real. I made it in my mind.
Yeah, but I think this might be the height of Yuki's psychosis. And it seems like it's actually a plot point, so that makes me wonder, was this actually on purpose?
Ah, okay, so Hayabusa.
Hayabusa.
Yeah, Hayabusa's going to be Gemini.
Oh, that'd be amazing, actually.
Well, they have to
so
do something like that.
So what? It's Gemini and what? Pisces left? That's the last
Pisces
one?
Pisces is in the movie. Pisces.
So Pisces is going to be the last one.
And Pisces is in the movie, we know, so probably will be introduced in the series fairly
all
shortly.
All 12 are in the movie.
Yeah, so if the movie is in continuity, as most Sakamoto movies are, the rest of July's episodes will probably lead up to that somehow or another.
Although, I'm kind of expecting that in the movie, they will just act like Pisces has always been there. Despite
that's how they did Leo and Fugo in Megamax.
Yeah.
Leo
had been lurking in the background.
There won't be any formal introduction. Pisces will just be in the movie and then never seen again.
Yeah. And then we also get a little preview for the Forza movie net movies.
Yeah.
Which look amusing.
They're net movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, one part of it focus strangely entirely on Sonata.
Well, she's going to be the host for some of them, like Kirihiko was for the double net movies.
Yeah.
So that's all
is. There's also a shot of Forze and Garen doing the handshake, which, given Forze and Libra, that's amusing.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yes. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it's time for a break, and we'll do power playback.
You're listening to Superhero Time. It's time now for another Dynaman moment.
Your wheels are real cherry.
That's just like Dyna Pink. Oh, you bet.
How could you know?
Oh, kids.
How fast does she go?
Pretty fast from what I've heard.
We're not just talking about the motorcycle.
That's
either.
Not very nice. Hey,
cut it out, you knuckleheads. Well, I'm gonna try this baby out.
Don't fall, don't fall.
Don't worry, Doc, I'm much too good looking.
Superhero Time, where your mom jokes go to die. Listening to Power Playback. Look for Power Playback every Friday on Twitter at Superhero_Time.
All right, this week on Power Playback is Power Rangers Mystic Force, episode something or other, I don't know.
13.
Okay. Paladin, get on it. Yeah.
All right, so it starts off with
What? Sorry.
Huh?
Put away the sour cream.
Intro quote.
Yet it's so fresh.
Freshly squeezed.
apart from the eggs.
Stays crunchy in milk.
What?
What?
What kind of sour cream have you been eating?
No, wait, something about your sour cream palate.
Oh, God. Why is it dust? I don't know.
It feels like it's not a powder. It's like talcum powder.
Cloud. Oh, God.
It's dehydrated milk.
From overuse, is that what? Oh, God.
Long string, you gotta pull it out.
You know, I told Nicole never to listen to this show again.
Why'd that?
Listen to it?
I don't think she needed to be told that.
She used to, and I was like, have you listened to Superhero Time lately? No, never again. Don't do that. No, no.
No, you have to let her learn this for herself.
That's just gonna encourage her, I think.
No, once I told her why, she was like, yeah, I might not listen to that. I was like, uh-huh.
So you told her that you were on it.
Basically.
Oh.
Basically. Yes.
It's like, I put up with you enough as it is.
Yep. I'm sorry, Magic Ranger, what?
Mystic Force.
Oh, yeah. Well, same difference.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Not as much.
No. Not as much as it is the Samurai to Shinkenger.
Or Wild Force to Gal Ranger.
Yeah.
Or even SPD to Deca Ranger.
Unfortunately, yeah. Yes.
Even then, I think there's enough deviations.
It's also not like RPM to Galanger, sadly.
Nothing is like that, though.
No.
What kind of black magic do they do to get two perfect shows that are so completely different?
Samurai.
From the same footage.
Yeah.
Well, they blew all their budget in the first couple episodes.
And they fired the guy in charge of it all.
Then they brought Jun Lin.
And yet it still wasn't bad. It was quite good.
Mm-hmm.
From beginning to end.
It was a copy of the thing he did before, but yeah, it was still good.
Well, let's not accuse Sentai or Power Rangers of being repetitive. That's just unfair.
And, you know, let's not accuse Sentai and Power Rangers of being repetitive. That's just
Jim
unfair.
Curry.
Ho-ho!
So, Mystic Force.
All right.
We'll get there eventually.
Really?
No.
It's nice to have hope, though.
No, it's not.
What hope? This is superhero time.
There's no hope.
Abandon all hope, ye who enter.
Yep.
Yes, we have no hope and no job. They're both dead.
Help superhero time. They have no hope. No? Okay.
Okay. This is a great power playback segment.
It's going really well so far.
This is giving me flashbacks to past ones, in fact.
Just go! Just do it! We're going to keep talking if you don't go.
Alright, so it opens up with Necrolai and her bitch daughter on the beach trying to get into a cave sealed by black magic. But since they can't, they decide they have to recruit the Power Rangers to get in for them.
So many caves sealed by black magic. It's just...
It's a real problem in Australia.
And in space Australia.
New Zealand, rather.
Australia, New Zealand, there's no real difference.
The Florida Everglades.
Meanwhile, the Power Rangers are busy with the dragon egg they got a few episodes ago trying to figure out how to hatch the damn thing.
Maybe somebody should sit on it.
Well, yes, that's one of the ideas they toss out.
Or perhaps they could set it on fire. I hear that works sometimes, too. Plus, everything's better on fire.
Including this series.
Including Blazemaster.
Well, he lived up to his name.
I'm disappointed he didn't set your house on fire in the process, Mickey.
Oh, jeez, damn, man.
Well, I mean, that would have been the perfect end to that story.
That was like the closest I got to fireworks that night.
He goes out to burn Blazemaster in effigy and it sets his house on fire. apparently Fort Max and I are the only ones who find that amusing.
Yeah.
Does that say more about me or you?
Yes.
Well, y'all two are a lot alike.
Mm-hmm.
I get you confused sometimes.
Now who's being mean?
Well, we kind of proved this at BotCon anyway.
So, meanwhile, in...
What passes for plot is interrupted by Phineas yet again. Another one of the awful characters I'd hoped to forget about.
Wasn't he in Shoe Ranger?
What?
The gnome guy?
No, that was an elf.
Oh.
No, that was gnome. A gnome.
Wasn't he an elf?
No, he's gnome. Are you talking about Phineas?
Phineas is a Troblin.
Yeah. He's also Kelson Henderson.
Yeah, probably.
Because he needed a job that series.
And he was continuously blackmailing Bruce Kalish.
Apparently, I don't know.
That is the only explanation I can come up with.
I guess.
And as a result of this blackmail, they dress him up in what passes for casual clothes and take him to the dentist.
The alleged dentist.
What do you mean, alleged dentist? It's not Britain. So, meanwhile, Vampire Bitch Jr. shows up and starts screaming for the Power Rangers again. So they recruit the guy from the music store to take Phineas to the dentist, and that doesn't matter, so we'll not bring it up again.
Yay!
The Rangers are able to morph and break the seal on the cave, where they find a magic lamp, and Necroli escapes with a strange mummified artifact.
A badass mummified artifact.
Yeah.
That prop is awesome.
Yeah, well, that's from MagiRanger footage, so there you go.
Yes. The MagiRanger footage does work pretty well. So, after their venture into the cave with the magic lamp, they end up rubbing the lamp back inside the tree.
Metaphor.
Several metaphors.
Yes. There was a couple of lines in this episode I was like,
So they take the lamp to their wood and start rubbing on it. And...
Yes. Yes.
And it starts spewing stuff.
Yes. Rub it.
This sounds like a conversation we've had just recently.
Every episode.
Every hour.
45 minutes.
We should all get laid at some point. That probably
would probably help, wouldn't it? I've gotten worse since my wife has been gone, haven't I? Yes.
Yeah, I kind of noticed.
Yeah.
I know, it's going to be so disappointing when she comes home and you're, more mellow.
I know.
The show record, you'd be like, yeah, whatever, guys.
You guys are going to be like sending her money to not sleep with me. All right, here's your $50 a week. Don't have sex with him. All right, maybe you can give him like a handy, but that's it. And it has to be on. It has to be on Tuesday.
Yeah, JD, we're gonna treat you like a professional football player.
Right. Yes.
No sex 72 hours before the show.
That's right. Boy, there's a whole image for all of our listeners. That's great.
You mean all of our
listeners? What about us?
Both of them. I don't care about you guys.
Oh, well, realize that.
I think that's apparent.
Yeah, we're just concerned for Don's mental health.
I'm still on this show. I think that's apparent that I don't care about you guys.
I think it's apparent we don't care about Power Rangers Mystic Force.
This episode is awful. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the worst. I mean, it's not as bad as some of the other things we've watched.
It's not
but...
offensively bad, but it certainly is just kind of there.
As is Mystic Force.
They make terrible genie wish jokes, and then the cat gets enormous after they're fighting the zombie bad guy thing.
Your pussy gets enormous, you mean?
Yes.
And then something flies out of it.
God. Yes. There's a whole rubbing the lamp pussy metaphor here.
Nothing happens. It's like real life.
Then a pussy comes out, and you rub the pussy, and I don't know what happens, but...
I guess that's the reason we've never covered Mystic Force before.
Yeah, I think that'd be a pretty...
There is a little bit of that, yeah.
Want to continue,
Paladin? Mask Man.
Yeah, what the hell? It sounds like we could get any worse.
Want to bet?
Never.
Armor Hero.
Godzilla.
Gosager.
It could get worse. It did get worse. It got to overdrive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't next year, wasn't it?
Yes, that was the entire point.
I had blocked it from my memory. So
see how bad this was? Ford Max just had to explain the joke.
Man.
I blocked a lot of things from Tokusatsu fandom from my memory around that time. Primarily Power Rangers. Now I remember why. Thanks.
So anyway, they're rubbing their wood.
No.
It's Genji.
I guess calling him Smokey wouldn't have gone over too well.
At least he doesn't sing.
Yeah, well, I think Genji is slightly less annoying than Smokey.
And Mandora Boy. Because seriously, that plant.
Oh, God. Well, now we're getting into a whole other area here, Paladin. I mean, you know.
Gozarimasu.
A plant f***ing?
Yes, Mickey, thank you.
Well, we'll get to that later in this episode.
And, you know, Mandora Boy's existence is justified by how TV Nihon translated that one part of that one episode of Akiba Ranger.
Ugh. Headache. Where's my fucking Tylenol?
Where's your pills?
Pills here.
Yeah, I'm sure Paladin can spot you if you...
I don't think he could afford the shipping charge.
Eh.
Were they big pills? Suppositories?
Good news!
Here, put this suppository in your rectum. Yes, it's supposed to vibrate.
I don't.
Well, it doesn't make me feel better, but...
Hell.
You may as well try to carry on if you're going
to. Oh. I'm going to get a knock at the door, and like three listeners are going to like pitch in for a hand job for me. They're like, please stop ruining this show.
No, don't worry. We don't need your help for that.
We can drive the Segway ourselves. Thank you.
I see the cliff right above us where we just went off of it. So,
all right. Genji bursts from the lamp and gives them an A to Z listing of possible things they could wish for, including not pirated DVDs. Which is a nice subtle jab there. Thank you, Disney. And Chip wishes for 10 wishes for all the Rangers, which he grants immediately. But then when they try to make another wish, he points out that he already granted the one wish that he was promised when he came out of the lamp, so he doesn't have to grant any more.
Oh, Chip.
Why do you exist?
It's a good thing he's pretty.
Oh, shit! It's widescreen. What
dumb.
The Sorry.
Nice.
No, that's par for the course for this discussion.
Yes, let's talk about something good instead.
Like Transformers anime.
No, we have to leave that one unexplained, so, you know, just leave that one alone.
I never knew Prom had two eyes. I was just used to seeing his one eye.
I always thought anime looked like it was full screen panascan sometimes.
Cause it was.
Yeah.
Cause Cartoon Network is dicks.
Yes.
And not in that awesome way XV is dicks.
Debatable, but
no one's gonna invest in high definition. That's just like 3D or something. It's just
I remember,
kids. Kids don't know shit.
It reminds me of when Justice League was on the air.
Oh yeah, and they made a special thing about airing the widescreen version of the episode separately.
Yeah.
Well,
one time
Cartoon Network
was
responsible for the DVD being non-anamorphic, I recall.
And non-existent in the case of season 3, f***ers.
What do you mean non-existent? That's not season 3.
No, it means animated.
I'm talking about Justice League.
Oh yeah. Well, they are owned by Warner, aren't they? Turner? Well.
Something.
You can't make a movie to save their ass. They might as well put out some DVDs.
Huh.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah, keep trying.
Back in Mystic Force, Necroly and her bitch daughter have gone back underground with their relic and call upon the ancient spirits of evil to transform its decayed flesh into Mum-Ra the Ever-Living.
How long were
you waiting for that?
3 hours.
probably more like 5 years, but... Because that's only about 15% false from what actually happens.
So this is the new villain for this section of Mystic Force.
And he does one thing that I have to give him credit for compared to most head villains. The first thing he does is go out and try to kill them.
Yeah, personally.
Even if he is a little flamboyant at some times.
Not as much as Mimi was.
The girl was pretty fabulous in the Magi Ranger movie we watched.
Well, there's a lot less cross.
No, it was Bokenger, wasn't it, that he was in?
Yes, I think.
Yeah.
Either way, Power Rangers has less cross-dressing.
Yeah, Power Rangers kind of toned that down a little bit.
Just a smidge. By a smidge.
Well, except when they're morphed.
Well, it depends on the year.
So, the Rangers go into the city to fight this new mummy, and they bring Genji's lamp along with them because they feel they're still owed a wish.
That makes
this
perfect
cannot
sense.
End well.
Too bad they haven't figured out it turns into a gun yet.
No, that's next episode. I think. Spoiler alert. Nobody gives a f***.
Exactly.
Spoiler alert. The frog is the...
It's a mecha adaptation thing? Or...
No, the frog is the Go-Busters.
No, that's Go-Busters. Different frog. So, the Mystic Force Rangers use a variety of abilities, including Xander trying to tentacle rape the mummy.
Hot.
Which is set... And in this series, Vine Whip is not very effective.
Well, it was also Xander doing it, so...
Yes, and also Xander is not very effective.
And yeah, he's the best character in the show, which I'm not sure what that says.
It says all you need to say about Mystic Force.
Uh-huh.
And while they try to fight, Genji tries to grant his own wish, which is to get the f*** out of there.
It doesn't work very well.
He is not very effective.
No, he's not.
So the mummy grows to super gigantic size, and they summon the Titan Megazord to try to take him on. And Titan is definitely one of the better designs from later years.
Yes. I like it a lot myself.
I wish I had bought one.
I still need to get the Chogokin.
You want to buy mine, Mickey?
Depends on the price.
I don't know. I'll figure it out later.
You could also get the Retro Fire.
No, I want one that doesn't suck balls.
Oh, then you probably don't want the deluxe one either.
Thought it was good.
The deluxe one looks really nice, and the transformation is sort of clever. It's just like a monumental brick when put together.
What Zord isn't more
than usual, I would say.
Do the arms rotate 45 degrees?
In which direction?
Forward.
Sure.
Then that's all the articulation a Zord really needs.
Okay.
And it has some leg movement.
Does it? I thought the leg movement was kind of tied down.
I don't know if I have any Zords that have leg movement.
Anyway, it turns into a dragon, so that's kind of cool, too. And it looks better than the, Gokaiger Magi Dragon.
And if you really care about show accuracy, there's a $200 or $300 deluxe version from the Sentai line.
Ugh. Well, okay. The difference between the Power Rangers version and the Sentai version is... pretty much two spots of pink paint.
Wow.
Yeah. How would I ever fix that?
I don't know. You'd have to find, some painter or something with, pink paint.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
And, a brush.
And the complete one also comes with Pink Ranger's ball.
What?
Yeah, that's something they kind of dropped for Mystic Force. In Magi Ranger,
she
pink
dropped the ball?
Yeah, and I lost my screw. In Magi Ranger, Pink's talent was to transform into various objects to be used by the Magi Rangers and the Mecha Force.
Oh, that's right. She became the cannon.
As she's also become a mailbox, a fan.
Shape of a bucket of water.
She may have done that one time. I can't remember for sure.
Yeah.
But most of that didn't get carried over into Mystic Force. Because,
girls. And, like, Magikpink's also like this really prissy, girly girl.
No, she's a whore.
Yeah, but she's also...
Of course she's a whore. She's pink.
That's what I just said, basically. But, while Mystic Pink is, like, completely, well, different.
Yeah, she's all the way almost the other way.
Mystic Pink is a little bit more like Yoko.
I mean, because her whole thing is like, I hate pink, but screw you.
Yeah.
So she's kind of like Dinah Pink, then. I don't think she's Cherry.
She's not their main squeeze.
How would you know?
Did you check? No. No.
Kids.
Don't worry, Doc, I'm much too good looking.
I think it's time for some more Dynaman.
It is time for some more Dynaman. I'll dig out that DVD Dave sent me and encode another episode. It's been 2 years. I think that's time enough.
Statute of limitations is up.
It won't be statutory now.
Oh,
nice. So anyway, something
pink. So during the super giant mummy fight, Genji grants his own wish finally to not be such a little scaredy cat, grows to the same size, and carries the Titan Megazord in the palm of his hand, which slashes the mummy and ends the fight for now.
For some reason.
So dumb.
Time, gadget.
He basically did nothing.
Yeah.
He did less than nothing.
It really makes no sense.
Oh, it
looks cool, but it makes no sense.
I'd say he's there to sell toys, but I don't think the lamp ever came out in America.
The lamp didn't. There was a Genji action figure. But no, the lamp did not get a release in the Mystic Force line.
Weird.
Apparently the Magi Ranger one is not difficult to get.
Mystic Force. Because remember, they didn't bring Wolkaiser to America either.
Well, okay. Here's another thing, too. There wasn't a Solaris Knight figure for the regular line that was not modified in some way. There wasn't a regular form Solaris Knight figure.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
The closest thing was like a battleized one, I believe.
The f***?
So a lot of people were...
Again, that's par for the course with Mystic Force.
A lot of people were getting the flying carpet one from Magi Ranger, which the figure that came with it was about the same size and similarly articulated.
Okay. Well, speaking of battleizers...
Must we?
Well, the dragon.
Yes, the episode ends with Genji meeting Udana, the late Udana, sadly. And the dragon egg finally hatches into the fire heart.
Oh, well,
AKA
yay.
The battleizer.
Figure art?
No.
No, not yet. Well, I probably wouldn't mind Magi Ranger figure arts.
Give them time.
Well, okay, here's the thing, though, Paladin. When they come out with Figure Arts Tamashii exclusive Battleized Deck of Red, are you going to buy one?
If they actually do that, I probably would.
I would just to support the idea.
I don't hold it outside the realm of possibility, considering, you know, it was a movie exclusive form. It's something they actually paid attention to. Plus, there's the dub of SPD.
Yeah, well, they
of course, the ultimate priority should be Deca Master, the bastards.
Yeah, they've got about 7 Deca Rangers to work through, so that would probably be at the end of the list.
I want SHF Deca Orange.
Yes!
But no, you're never getting Deca Master. Haha.
They'll f*** you then.
You'll get Figure Arts Battle Thong before you get Deca Master.
Battle Thong?
Oh, you haven't seen the SPD Battleizer, have you?
Nope, but I feel that there's a link coming my way.
I'm sure Fort Max is working on
that. It's got two modes. It's got the full armor, and then you've got the basic battle thong.
The full armor's kind of cool, but...
Okay, basically he's wearing a dog.
Yeah.
He's wearing a dog. Okay.
Yeah,
and that's the more interesting part.
Remember what I said about wanting the... Go Buster's upgrade to be them wearing the Buddy Roy's corpses.
This is the idea he had in mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Only more streamlined and not as
not as many thongs.
Oh. Well. Yeah. That's whoa.
Yeah.
That's not a
battle thong engage.
That's an interesting angle.
FPD Red is really happy to see you. Just so you know.
Oh. Wow.
He is so happy to see you that he is bursting out of his cup.
Good lord, that is quite the codpiece.
and it's just angles, too. Yeah. Like, right in your face, too.
Yeah, it's like way out there.
I mean, that's the problem.
That's like better than a ballet dancer. I mean, that's like, you could stand on that.
It's a weapon mount.
Shelving.
Whoa, and then they love the underneath shot of that thing too, don't they? Man.
Yes, they do.
Good lord. It's like, this definitely goes right underneath. It covers the taint.
Taint on armor.
It is,
I don't think metal taint has the right ring to it compared to
full armor taint.
On the battle taint.
The monsters he's fighting in the episode, that was like leftover Deckeranger monsters?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Odd.
Well, some of them they'd already fought and came back to life, except not back to life because they didn't kill him in SPD, but it's a thong.
Yeah, that's important.
And then there's that flip, and it just, the camera is right there.
I know, it's like full open leg right over the taint. Man, that's great. Thank you for that link. That's awesome.
Skip ahead to 2.5 minutes to see the full configuration that they used in Japan.
2.5, okay.
This is reminding me how much I love the action in SPD, though.
Yeah,
SPD was a pretty good series, all
things considered. Yeah, I mean, because they did a lot of American action in that series.
Oh, okay, so that's...
I'll talk about it,
wow. Huh.
It's like, of course,
of course, they used that Battleizer maybe 3 times, and then it was f***ing useless.
Well, yeah. It got made obsolete by the... It got made obsolete by the SWAT option.
Yeah.
Which was a mistake.
Yeah, it was
so good planning
one of those
odd
situations where the Sentai actually had a power-up.
You know, at least with Samurai, they're limiting the Battleizer suit to the Megazord cockpit, which is ridiculous by itself, but at least it's not interfering with the existing power-up.
Yeah.
The f***?
It's my cat. He's very mad because it's almost food time.
It's right, always Paulus? Food time for cats.
Need to
cats.
Go back and rewatch SPD.
Squeeze the cat.
Pollock says yes.
We should do more SPD.
We should.
That's what she said.
You know, maybe they just stopped using the Battleizer in SPD because they realized, you know, maybe it's not a good idea to use our dog as armor because we kind of like our dog. We don't want to get shot.
So well,
maybe they should have started using Boom as armor.
No, then it would have been useless even faster.
But it would have been so orange.
SPD orange mode.
Yes.
Just the helmet would be a face on the chest.
Okay, so was that the end of the Mystic Force episode?
Thank yes. God.
All right.
It was not that good.
I didn't even notice.
Did you even watch it?
No, I don't have Netflix.
You should do something about that.
Hey, I'm not the one who picked that episode, so don't be blaming me for not watching it.
I picked an episode at random just so we could shut up for a while.
Well, at least for Max episode.
What the f*** is this world? I don't want to live in this world anymore.
I already have that quote from you, Ken. Come up with some new material.
I'm tired.
Okay, so have we watched the Mutiny 3-parter, the start of Season 2 of Power Rangers?
No.
Nope.
Want to do that next week?
This thing's very good.
Of course it wasn't very good. It was Season 2.
Yeah. And it had Lord Zedd.
It had Lord Zedd when he was supposed to be threatening instead of just, you know...
Cartoon character.
Yeah.
Instead of a Scooby-Doo villain.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, Mickey, you can just forget you have Netflix for the next week or something. I don't know.
Yeah, how are you going to watch
it? Wait, if we do the Mutiny, are you going to watch it?
Yeah, I got that on some burned DVDs.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I've got a bunch of Power Rangers burned to DVD. I just don't have any Mystic Force.
That's probably
can't
why.
Imagine why.
Yeah.
Well, how was I supposed to know they were going to stop showing it on Disney Channel?
Yeah.
I wonder how Japan
reacted
to Mystic Force.
Oh yeah, they stopped like when they killed Jetix. Before then, even.
No, Power Rangers was on Disney XD in reruns for some period of time.
Was it?
Man. But, you know, of course, when the rights reverted to Nickelodeon instead, when Saban took it back, that was the end of that anyway.
Yeah.
I thought they were legally required to show Mystic Force all the time, like by court order.
You will show this crappy series constantly.
Oh.
Well, that's
no, you will not show RPM, now. Just Mystic Force.
See, I thought the obligation was to Ninja Storm.
Ugh.
I will give Mystic Force this. It's better than Ninja Storm.
Yeah.
Not hard.
Well, you know, we talked about this before. Ninja Storm's kind of like, you know, Disney teen series made Power Rangers.
Yeah, that was probably their intent. That was definitely their intent.
Yeah, I would say it's their intent, and it just didn't work out.
They never really knew what to do with it.
Well,
what
that
a
scene...
mistake.
Power Rangers or Mystic Force?
Does it matter?
I think not he really. Means Disney in general.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, they gave us the Avengers, so they're okay.
Well.
Oh, you mean the cartoon.
That right? Could mean several things.
Well, then they canceled the Avengers, so...
So it doesn't count anymore.
So,
Well, either way, there's only one Avengers that's worth mentioning, and that's got Mr. Steed and Mrs. Peel.
Oh, not the one with the Purple Hulk in space?
Right.
Is that including their film adaptation with Uma Thurman?
Well, who do you think
that movie's better than people
about?
Give it credit for? I mean, it's not great, but I mean, it's not...
Uma Thurman was the Purple Hulk in space. What are you talking about?
No, she was the Purple Bear.
Oh.
It's got Sean Connery controlling the weather. How could you not like that?
He's just like Cobra.
I was going to say, you know, if they ever get to do another G.I. Joe movie after Retaliation, Sean Connery needs
if they
to
ever
be...
get to put out Retaliation.
If G.I. Joe doesn't die a horrible death in 6 more months.
Too late.
You mean different from the horrible death G.I. Joe dies every 6 months?
It's like the Phoenix.
No, he was only in a coma.
For some reason, that series keeps coming back.
Despite the fact that nobody likes it.
Yes.
Well, despite the fact that kids don't like it.
Well, adults don't appear to be buying the toys either, so...
Well, adults can't buy
the
toys
because...
because
there's no f***ing toys out for it?
Yeah,
there's
adults...
plenty of toys out for it. They're sitting on shelf pegs.
No, but adults can't buy the toys because stores aren't ordering more because kids aren't buying it. So, you know, it's kind of this whole...
Well, if adults would buy the toys, then they'd be gone.
Also, the adults are starting to go into homes.
No, Fort Max, we're not talking about Hot Wheels.
God, that's not homes. If you mean like home invasions, yes, from the meth addicts, yeah, that's...
Yeah. Collectors never live long enough to get into nursing homes, because they usually die of cancer from smoking first.
Damn.
God.
Well, I don't smoke.
You know, if there's one thing that all toy collectors that can agree on, that's that Hot Wheel collectors are awful.
Yes.
Yeah. And anyway,
not
Mickey,
awful
I don't...
collectors, they're awful people.
Awful people.
They're
Mickey,
both.
I don't think that smoking thing is going to be a problem anymore because toy collectors can no longer afford to both smoke and buy toys.
Yeah, those days are gone.
Yeah, I work at a grocery store. I sell those motherfucking things.
Yes.
Wheels?
Both, actually.
And, you know, depending where you are in the country, there's not that much difference between a pack of cigarettes and a Transformer.
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll just have to wait for Figuarts to give us cancer.
Some places tax the shit out of cigarettes, man.
See, on average, they're between $6 to $8 right now, a pack.
An average pack here is about $5.
See, what we ought to do is make them cheaper, and then they'll smoke more of them, and then they'll die. See? They're missing out. They're not really understanding how this evolution thing works.
You don't try to stop
it's the
people.
South. Of course they don't understand how evolution works.
They don't even believe in it.
Well, besides, the way the world is structured now, evolution can't work for humans anyway because we support the weak and infirm.
That's, well, yeah.
Keep recording every week?
You know what? I don't even want to get into it because I keep having this argument with Brian, and I'm tired. Of
it. I will sidestep this argument as well.
I mentioned something like that to Brian and watch him jump your ass about evolution and genes, and that guy reads way too much f***ing Dawkins is all I gotta say.
It's all pointless because we're all going down the tubes anyway.
Yeah. Because we support the weak and infirm.
No, it's because we're going to kill the planet and then ourselves.
Yes.
In that order?
Probably. Yeah, that probably.
That's the more likely order, because if we kill ourselves first, there's nobody left to kill the planet.
That's right. Okay. That's like trying to do like a same-time suicide. It's like, okay, I'm going to shoot myself. You shoot me, and then I'll shoot you. Okay. Awful damn.
So this is the show, right?
I don't think this thing's going to work. Bam!
As soon as the other guy pulls the trigger, you're like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, well. As we didn't think this, well, I ain't going to go to heaven. Oh, well. I had to kill myself. That was nothing funnier than a murder suicide, huh?
Well, about some to show up.
Okay, so.
Superhero time causes murder suicides.
No.
It's hilarious.
No, the moral of the story is when Paladin picks an episode of Mystic Force for us to watch, we end up talking about cigarettes, cancer, and murder-suicides.
Man, you know what we're thinking about, can't you?
I know. I mean, we totally got away from, like, the semen jokes and the poop and everything. And
we could do it, wish for death. Oh, you know what would be great right now if I fell over dead? Oh.
Yeah, watching something we like, it's, you know,
at the beginning of at the beginning of this, we were like, oh, wow, look at that poor, sad picture of dead Chris Farley, and now we're thinking about how lucky that bastard is. I wish I could be happy like him. Not talking about Mystic Force.
So that's our show for this week.
Thank God.
Thanks for joining us.
We're sorry. No, we're not.
No, we're not sorry.
Why do I keep saying that?
This is my big f*** you to the world.
And it's a good one.
Yep.
All right. Let's we'll see you next stuff. Time, and thanks for listening.
Bye.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Follow us on Twitter at superhero_time for weekly power playback and updates about the show. Visit tfradio.net or find us on iTunes for previous episodes and to subscribe to the show. Superhero Time is a TF Radio Network production. Copyright 2012.
I feel better.
Do you now?
Not really.
Oh. That's
awful. God. F***ing day. And top of it all, my wife is sick and she's already gone to bed. So it's like, well, damn it.
Oh.
Well, wake her up. She'd like that.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, that'd be great. That's a good idea.
It'd be just like when she's at home.
Yeah. Hey, baby. You feeling?
Watch a movie?
No, that's like no. Yeah, one thing you learn: like never wake your wife up to ask for sex. That's a bad idea. It's like,
did you learn this quickly?
Yeah, I mean that's like something you learn pretty early on, you know.
Yeah.
Well, there's words of advice, you know. Someday, when you boys have sex, you remember that you don't want to wake your spouse up to try to sleep with them. It's just a bad idea.
Of course, the even worse than that, though, is when you have sex with them and you realize they didn't wake up.
Yeah. That, yeah. That is a good one,
oh,
too.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Or they weren't awake enough to remember, and then you feel like you rape them. That's the...
That was kind of the oh, God, oh, God, oh, God part.
Yeah. Yeah. Cindy's like, well, that was really great this morning, huh? What? We had sex? We didn't have sex. Yeah, we did. Oh, God. Oh, man. It was sort of consensual because at her state of consciousness, she... Oh. Anyway.
Oh, God.
Never speak of this again.
I was wondering how we could advance from murder to suicide.
Well, clearly, it's to rape.
Well, I'm glad it came after the goodbye.
You're sort of, you know, depends. You're at some level of a consensual sexual relationship. They may have not been entirely conscious enough at the time. Fully consensual.
That's something you want to have to explain to anybody,
right?
Regardless.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it doesn't count as saying no unless they say no.
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly how it works.
Yeah, sure.
That's common law in Louisiana, I believe.
Sure, Louisiana. But
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
They're in their French law system.
It really makes me glad that me and Brian didn't spend any more time in Arkansas than we did.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, and there I think it's the same as Louisiana, except it also only... if they don't say no and they're related to you, they didn't say no.
You say it like something happened in Louisiana. I'm not Louisiana.
They say no, you punch them till they say yes. It's very easy.
I think that's Alabama.
Probably.
Well, anything to make them look better.
Oh. Back to the pills again.
Oh, that reminds me of a great joke.
Okay.
How do you get an Alabama girl into your bedroom?
Oh, God.
Grease her hips and push.
Oh, God. I shouldn't laugh at that.
Super Hero Time. 次回もお楽しみに。
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.